join Robert, Mary, and Rudy, call anytime, 800-387-8025, or connect with us on Facebook and Instagram at RM World Travel. Now, back to America's number one travel radio show.
RJ is right about the charging station issues with EVs. Houston, Texas, ironically, has over 800 of them. I think about 6 or 7% of them are totally free to use. And the Space City is our focus for today, as it's time for Destination Spotlight number 76 in our ongoing series, a place located in the 28th state in our nation, admitted to the Union in 1845, known as the Lone Star State. Before we head on down to Houston, a quick message about our exclusive Destination Spotlight sponsor, Travel Pro Luggage.
And Robert and I have been traveling with and enjoying their Platinum Elite collection, and they've just added a new hard side edition to the Platinum Elite line that's ultra durable, yet it's still really lightweight and built to last while being designed for ultimate convenience and effortless mobility.
With Father's Day coming up in just a few weeks on June 20th, as we all get back to traveling again, giving Travel Pro Luggage is a great gift idea. Right now, you'll save 15% site-wide with free shipping at TravelPro.com. Or find a link at rmworldtravel.com under sponsors.
All right, it's time to talk Houston, Texas, as Michael Heckman, the CEO of Visit Houston, is holding for us on that show hotline.
Hello, Michael. Mary and I welcome you to today's Destination Spotlight segment of the show. You ready to talk Houston?
I am. Thank you for having me.
Well, thank you for being here with us. You know, I'd say in some ways, Texas, it's like its own country, as Dallas is very different than San Antonio, Austin's very different than Amarillo, and Houston is very different than all those cities I just mentioned. You have the largest population in Texas. Despite that, your downtown's rather compact. It's easy to navigate. And generally, whenever Mary and I see a report on top places to live, Houston, it always scores well. So there's a lot to do in and around Houston, as you well know. I'd love to know, why do you think it's a good place for our listeners around the country to come spend some of their travel dollars, be it for leisure or business?
Well, I thought I would be here for 1 year. I've now been here for 20 years and have settled here. We hear a lot of that because there's such a great quality of life here in Houston. It's housing is cheap here. There's a lot to do. There's something for everyone. If you like sports, if you like the arts, if you like green space and outdoors, and we have a fantastic culinary scene here. So there's really something for everyone. Just depends on what you like. Houston's a big market and has a lot of different things that can appeal to a lot of different people.
So two areas of Houston, Michael, that I want to highlight. We mentioned earlier that it is known, of course, as the Space City, and the Space Center and NASA are a big part of your community. So I'd like you to talk about the presence of the space industry in Houston. And also something else that we've really enjoyed in our time in Houston is the Museum District. It's super travel friendly in terms of, I just feel like you can just walk from one museum to the other, literally.
It might be one of their best cultural assets.
So talk a little bit about those two items.
Yeah, let's start with the Museum District, because it's exactly like you say that it is. You can walk from one world-class museum to the other, tree-lined streets. You wouldn't know that you're as close to downtown if you're just dropped there in the middle of the Museum District. Our Museum of Fine Arts recently completed a $450 million expansion. I mean, just absolutely sensational. There's a beautiful fountain in Herman Park that's right nearby at our Museum District, and there's a lot of green space there. Again, when people get here to Houston who may not know, they are always pleasantly surprised by our green canopy that we have here, and our Museum District is definitely one of those areas.
For the
space industry has for decades has helped shape Houston and who we are. You know, everyone knows the history there, but NASA is one of our enormous assets that we have here, and now starting to shift into commercial space. A company by the name of Axiom is going to be setting up at the Houston spaceport that will be here, that will be building the very first commercial space station that will be out in space. We're very excited about now what we call the next generation.
Yeah, it's
space.
A big part of it, you know. And listen, you mentioned it. You have all the major sports are covered there in Houston. You have some top universities as well. But I would say something that's really a must do when visiting Houston, it's attending a livestock show or rodeo. Would you agree?
The Houston Livestock Show and Rodeo is the largest of its kind in the United States. 20 straight days of livestock show, carnival outside, A-level talent in the football stadium, NRG Stadium, every single night. Over 2 million in attendance every single year. It is truly part of the fabric of the Houston community. 35,000 volunteers every single year for it.
All right, and I'm not going to lie, for the shoppers in the audience, I've certainly enjoyed the Galleria in Houston. Massive shopping experience, Michael.
It is, whether it's at the Galleria nearby at the River Oaks District, some of the best brands.
Yeah.
in the world are there. Definitely bring your credit card when you're coming in, because you'll probably spend more than you originally had anticipated. But beautiful, beautiful shopping here in Houston.
Yeah, you've got that covered. So we've covered a lot there. The last question we like to ask, it's the one almost everybody that we do a Destination Spotlight with, we ask, is really, I want you to share something with us that's surprising about Houston, maybe an interesting fact, something that you connect with about Houston that you feel will entice our listeners to come visit.
Well, I'll give you two. One is that we have our downtown theater district has the most number of theater seats of any city in the United States, second only to New York. And if you think about how big Houston is as well, we have Memorial Park, which is just adjacent to downtown Houston, is actually larger by footprint.
And real quick, your second?
Yeah, the size of our Memorial Park, our park that we have outside of just outside of downtown.
Okay, well, there are the two facts. Michael, thank you very much for joining us. Folks, you can certainly find out a lot more at visithoustontexas.com. Have a great weekend, okay?
Thank you.
Thanks, Michael. Take care.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye.
All right, well, there we have it. It's number 76 in the series, Mary.
That's a great city. We didn't even get to the food.
No, we didn't, and there's a lot for that.
A lot.
Folks, you can find all the places we've covered on the homepage of our website under Destination Spotlight. It's time to wrap Hour 1. We still have another new hour straight ahead. After these messages, we'll all be back with Hour 2. Keep your radios locked in or catch us anytime at rmworldtravel.com.
You've been listening to your RM World Travel Connection, America's number one travel radio show on the SSI Radio Network.